Sadly, there have been some mass shootings in the news recently, and the narrative with the mainstream media is always the same. It has to do with race. It has to do with guns. It has to do with all these kinds of things. But there was a very tragic shooting at a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia, last week that had a spiritual aspect to it, because the gunman, who must have been crazy based on what he did and by the note he left, said that he was led by Satan. And it's interesting that the mainstream media didn't even say that. And I'm going to elaborate on it a little bit more. And we'll also talk about the other tragedy that happened in Colorado Springs. So you want to stay tuned. I'm Stephen Strang, and this is the Strang Report.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Stephen Strang, the founder of Charisma. This podcast is to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit and to discuss spiritual issues facing the church, our nation, and the world.
Welcome back. You know, with my Strang Report, we report on the news, current events, but mainly from a spiritual perspective. And if ever there was a spiritual perspective, it was this, that the gunman actually said he was led by the Satan. And most of the media ignored it, but our friends over at Western Journal, who do report on these kinds of things, did a story which brought it to my attention. And they wrote this: by ignoring Satan, the media ignores the very real fact that spiritual evil exists. 1 John 5:19 reads, "We know we are from God, and the whole world lies in the power of the evil one." Even a CNN reporter can look at the outlet's own webpage and realize how true that last part of the equation is. Focusing on that, however, would leave too many readers to ruminate on the state of our fallen world and to blame individuals, not guns, politicians, or religion, for the shooting. And that's a very real point. Now, I have here this note. It says death note is redacted. The killer mentions the names of people. He starts by saying, "Sorry, God, I have failed you. This is not your fault, but my own. I failed to listen to the groans of the Holy Spirit, which made me a poor representation of you. I was harassed by idiots of low intelligence and lack of wisdom," etc., etc. You know, if you read this whole thing, it's the rantings of a mad person, but it's a person who had some connection with some kind of spirituality, because he says that all he wanted was a wife to be equally yoked. And he mentions God and the Holy Spirit in here. And, you know, the news media mentioned God and the Holy Spirit, but he said that he was influenced by the evil one, by Satan, by the Satan. He acknowledged that it was evil that was making him do it. He said he didn't really want to do it. I wonder if I should even read this whole thing, because a lot of it isn't really germane to what I'm saying. But we need to understand that there's good and there's evil, and a lot of this stuff is demonic. Now, the secular people who don't acknowledge God, who don't try to live by the Bible, they will blame everything else. Bias, prejudice, race, sometimes anti-gay, which is what they were blaming it in Colorado Springs only a day or two before. Somebody went to a nightclub that was called the Q Club and was well known for being an LGBT-oriented type of club. Is very, very tragic what happened. Nobody deserves to die like that. We know that. But the narrative came that it was, you know, right-wing people who had too many guns going in and shooting people because they were gay. And then the very next day, it came out with the pleadings by the person's lawyer that this person was non-binary, and to address them as they, them. I mean, that... it was kind of funny. In fact, I was watching on YouTube some of the secular media commentators that were learning that this was the case and it doesn't fit into the narrative. And isn't it interesting that when it doesn't fit into the narrative, it's not reported very much? But my point that I wanted to make here in this edition of the Strang Report was that this person, who is obviously very, very troubled, was, he even said that somebody that he admired who was emanating with the Holy Spirit that he could feel, but the people thought she was crazy, I guess because she was some kind of religious nut. He said, on her last day, she looked at me in the eyes, terrified by a demonic aura, meaning about himself. I hope that people will learn from everyone's mistakes and truly love God and not the material possessions of the world. My only wish is I could start over from scratch. My parents could have paid closer attention to my social deficits. Sorry, everyone, I did not plan this. I promised things. It just fell into place like I was led by the Satan. And he said, I wish that I could have saved everyone from myself. And then he spared somebody who has apparently had cancer. His mother died of cancer. And then he said, may God forgive me for what I'm going to do. So this was obviously premeditated. And, you know, they never say this in the press, but they will show a picture. And this evil person was a minority. See, I took a screenshot of this. Again, I mean, it's tragic. It should never happen. The person was not bad because he was a minority. Of course not. But he was influenced by demonic powers. He even admits it himself. So I think what we need to do is to realize that the mainstream media has a narrative. Thank God their media, like Western Journal, to report the other side. We as believers need to understand how serious this spiritual threat is. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. And we have to realize that when people do evil, wicked things, that there is a force of evil. We call, there's different names, Satan, demons, but it has to do with a negative spiritual presence that causes people to do this. He even mentions Jeffrey Dahmer. I wasn't sure exactly because this is the rantings of a madman. But he said his coworkers laughed at him and said he was like Jeffrey Dahmer. Well, sadly, those words became prophetic. Jeffrey Dahmer, of course, is in the news again because of this documentary that has been so popular. But, you know, he actually tried to repent and come to Christ before he was executed. Or actually, I think he was killed in prison by some of the other prisoners. You know, the thing is that God does forgive. He even forgives evil, demonically inspired people like Jeffrey Dahmer. But we have to realize that there is an evil presence. And those of us who are believers need to speak up, as I'm trying to do now, to say, hey, this needs to be a part of the narrative. We don't need to look at everything like secular people with no mention of God at all. We also have to believe that sometimes we're around sick people who really need help. And those of us, is called discernment of spirits, discerning of spirits. Being able to see things with spiritual eyes. There's a lot we don't know about this person, but he had some kind of spiritual background. There were people in his life who knew him, and maybe he could have gotten help. You know, we talk about the yellow flag laws and trying to spot these people ahead of time. There are people who are spotted and are stopped, but we need to do a better job of it. And I just plead with you that if you're around people who have mental problems, they need help. They really do. If they need deliverance, we need to get them with people who have a ministry of helping people become free of demonic influences. It's for little stuff, it's for big stuff. Thankfully, this does not happen very often, although it's becoming more and more common. We live in a sick, sick society, a society that's turning its back on God. And these evil forces, you know, Jonathan Cahn talks about it in his book, Return of the Gods, that a lot of these ancient forces that were just so evil are actually coming back as Western civilization, including America, tend to turn their back on God. I just wanted to share my perspective. I wanted to comment on the Western Journal article. If you don't subscribe to Western Journal, you need to. It's a great site. We're reporting this on charismanews.com. I hope that you'll share this with others. And it's a pity that these people had to lose their life. This man took his own life. He was obviously very, very troubled. And had he not left this note on his phone, we wouldn't have even known this. But because he did, I wanted to call attention to it. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report. Tune in again for another episode. And if you're watching this on YouTube, which is new for us, be sure to subscribe and sign up for the notifications. And as always, share it with others to get the word out. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Stephen Strang. Stay up to date with the latest episodes by subscribing on your favorite podcast app and at cpnshows.com. Get the latest reports delivered directly to your inbox by subscribing at strangreport.com.